And now it's time for what we can't get out of our heads this week. Mike, what was that for you?
So I've been kind of transfixed by the emergence of a new left-wing party in the UK, now officially called Your Party. This is a party that was started by, it's kind of hard to say who, Jeremy Corbyn is involved, the former Labour leader, now independent MP, also a former Labour MP who then quit the party, Azara Sultana. And there were four other MPs elected last election loosely on Gaza issues. The headline on our main story about it was, we had six MPs and four factions inside the Your Party's toxic power struggles. And it's a quite amazing story of the faction fighting within this new party, which is set up obviously based on dissatisfaction with the way the Labour government is going in the UK. And supporters of Jeremy Corbyn went into the offices at 3 a.m. in the morning to change the passwords on the computer systems to prevent Zara Sultana from gaining access to some data. And there are a lot of comic elements, but it's also kind of tragic, I think, because it's really understandable that people in Britain would be looking for an alternative to Labour. But rather than starting a new party, and there's also already the Greens as well, who have been rising in the polls. But unless their priority is firstly to move the UK to a different electoral system, proportional or preferential, then all they're going to achieve by further fragmenting the left is to pave the way for Nigel Farage to be in government the next election.
Patrick, what about you? What could you not get out of your head this week?
It's a bit of a sad story, but an e-bike rider in Sydney was killed on Tuesday. And it sparked a big debate here about the use of e-bikes. The government's threatening to bring in new rules around limiting their power and speed and so on, which slightly prejudges what's going on here. We don't know exactly what happened. Police are still investigating the cause of the crash. But it sparked a wider debate around the use. Like, these are bikes that are everywhere in Sydney and Melbourne and across Australia now, often used by kids. In this case, it was a 30-year-old man, so it's not particularly relevant. But there's a lot of talk around whether they should be limited in their use. But there's also like a lot of benefits to these bikes. They're allowing kids to get out, see their friends a bit more. For parents, using e-bikes has been great. You see so many parents dropping their kids off on. And some advocates for cycling are now saying, look, what we need to do is actually have better bike paths to protect people out on the road more and not jump to these kind of knee-jerk reactions of, okay, we need to limit e-bikes. So I think there's an interesting debate to be had, aside from obviously this tragedy that's happened this week.
Oh, the culture on the roads in Sydney when it comes to bikes terrifies me. I wouldn't ride a bike, and it's not because I think bikes are unsafe. It's because I think drivers are unsafe. Lenore, what about you? What could you not get out of your head this
week? Mine's a lot less serious, but Spotify Wrapped is obviously the talk of the town. And I'm not sure how I ended up with a music age of 44, but I'll go with it, given that lots of much more hip colleagues ended up with much older ages, like
100. Well, you're 30 years younger than me, Lenore.
But I guess from Spotify's point of view, we're talking about it, and that's what the marketing exercise is for.
Well, what was your top song, Lenore?
It was Sia, Breathe Me.
Help, I have done it all.
Great song.
Great song. There was also Blur, Gillian Welch. There were, you know, I looked and went, yep, that's what I've been listening to.
You are very cool.
I am.
I had a lot of CMAT in mine. What about you, Mike? What did you have?
Much less cool. Mine tend to be from the sort of 1980s indie scene. So my top song was by a band called Felt, a very underrated band. I also had This Mortal Coil in my top five. I did have Groove Armada. I guess, does that count as being cool?
Yeah,
cool. I think it's cool, Mike.
But I also think it's very Mike Tisha version of cool that you're naming niche bands and songs that I've never heard of. It's very on brand for you. What about you, Patrick? What's your top song?
I don't have Spotify, so I haven't got my Wrapped. But it's funny, I do get to the point where I look at what my top most played songs are, and I finally reached the age, or my children have reached the age where the children's songs don't come up anymore, so there's no, you know, Wiggles or anything in there anymore, which is kind of sad in a way.
What a milestone.
But then you reach the age where your kids say, Mum, have you ever heard of a band called Fleetwood Mac?
Thank you so much for joining me this week, Lenore.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, buddy.
And thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, buddy.
That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert and Camilla Hannon. Video production by Burton Huynh. Back to Back Barrys are back, and they will be back in your feed over the weekend. Catch you then.